It appears Connecticut is set to end its fiscal year today without a budget. That means Democratic Governor Dana Malloy will have to temporarily take over state spending by executive authority at midnight tonight. He'll have control until lawmakers pass a budget. WSHU's Ebong Odama reports.
Governor Malloy had hoped that lawmakers, short of adopting a balanced two-year budget, would have met in special session on Thursday to take action on his three-month mini-budget stopgap measure. Instead, House Speaker Joe Arisimowitz, a Berlin Democrat, announced shortly after 2 p.m. that his caucus has come up with a budget plan. The 11th-hour $40 billion two-year plan would increase the state's 6.35% sales tax to 6.99% to help maintain funding to cities and towns. Arisimowitz says it could be ready for a vote on July 18th, the day after unionized state workers are expected to ratify their labor concession deal.
Folks around here wanted a deadline. We have one. It's July 18th. Let's come to an agreement on a budget. A mini budget just kicks the can down the road.
House Republican leader Themis Claridis of Derby says her caucus also has a budget plan, and it's ready for an immediate vote. That prompted an angry response from Governor Malloy.
Democrats deliver a two-year budget, which by all accounts is designed to preserve the status quo. A budget that leads with revenue, underfunds debt service, and guts transportation. And of course, the House Republicans don't even have that. Despite their repeated claims, their caucus does not have a budget that is ready to run.
On the other hand, Malloy is praising the leaders of the state Senate, which is evenly split between Democrats and Republicans. They had been prepared to have their chamber vote on Malloy's three-month mini-budget stopgap measure. Ebong Odama, WSH News.